I'm Noah Adams. This is Day to Day. The Olympics continue, and everyday fans get to see their champions excel in a wide range of sports. One champion not getting that kind of exposure is Ed Yeager. His sport is the demolition derby. Day to Day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein takes a look at a new documentary featuring Ed Yeager. It's called Speedo. It's part of the POV series on PBS.
In all of sport, there may be nothing as ridiculous as the demolition derby. Using your own car as a battering ram to destroy other cars doesn't seem to require any skills, or quite possibly, brains. It's as if its practitioners just aren't satisfied with amusement park bumper cars. They need something more violent. And yet, no one may take the demolition derby more seriously than one of its best racers at Long Island, New York's Riverhead Raceway. Known to his adoring fans as Speedo, Ed Yeager has structured his entire life around building and racing the cars he smashes into competitors with reckless abandon.
The off-season is when I start collecting and building everything. Like, I have a lot of my cars already because I work on them on the weekends at work and during the off-season, during the winter.
I work a full-time job. Everybody goes home, boom, every night after work from 7 to 11.
And by the time race season comes along, I can go from car to car to car.
As you might have noticed, Speedo seems a few lug nuts shy of a working tire. He is 41 going on 14, barely as mature as his two children who worship him. He can hardly contain his rage to the derby, screaming and sometimes even fighting outside his car with the drama of a WWE wrestler.
Deep down, everybody has that violent streak inside that they want to see that violent action. And people lie to themselves and say, no, they don't want to see that. We're civil. And for the most part, we are civil. But there's always that violent part to people where they have to see it. They want to know it. They want to see it. They want to know it. They want to live it. And that's what happens.
But as it turns out, Speedo's 1975 Cadillac isn't the only wreck in his life. The documentary grows more compelling when filmmaker Jesse Moss follows Speedo off the track to his home, where his marriage is in serious trouble. Speedo has been sleeping on the couch for nearly half of his 20-year marriage. He is barely on speaking terms with his wife. Once Speedo's life comes into full view, Moss's documentary is elevated from a portrait of a kooky eccentric to an absorbing character study. Speedo is a man whose obsession with crashing cars is quite literally fueled by suppressed anger. Beneath the sociopath, we learn lies a decent but desperate man who will endure anything to be with his kids. But like his banged-up Cadillac, his life can't hold together forever.
Yeager will come to second. Look out! Ed Yeager, Mike O'Keefe, almost had it. Close call at the end.
Day-to-Day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein covers television for The Hollywood Reporter. The PBS documentary Speedo begins airing tonight in various cities nationwide.